You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in NFL news, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to another episode of Fracturing Football, only on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Luke Donovan. Alongside me, as always, my good friend Spencer Fleischer. And joining us today is Zach Orn and David Wiederhaft as we march towards the fantasy football playoffs. We're going to start out with some possible, you know, trades to see who you can build your final fantasy roster with, trying to, you know, make your team that much better going into the playoff season. And Spencer, to start, I was proposed a trade because one of the people in my league, currently first place in the league, he is very interested in DeAndre Hopkins, and he has been trying to throw everything at me, from Drew Brees to Tyler Lockett, T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams even has been thrown into the mix. He wants him very bad, but I don't know if I'm willing to sell on such a talented player in DeAndre Hopkins.
So can you tell me his wide receiver course so I can just have an idea of how he's been working and how he's been trying to trade with you? Because for me, if you get offered Devontae Adams and Tyler Lockett, you take that. Tyler Lockett's been playing amazing.
So I'm going to give you some background on my team, too. I already have Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones. And my wide receivers are A.J. Green, who's coming back off an injury. Hopefully he'll get into the lineup this week. Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, and then I have other guys like Allen Robinson and, you know, some other few guys coming off the waiver every once in a while. And his receiving core is Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Lockett, and Keenan Allen.
So who is that number two wide receiver behind Devontae Adams?
Amari Cooper.
I would take Amari Cooper and Tyler Lockett for DeAndre Hopkins. If he offers that, I would take it.
Yeah, I definitely really like how Tyler Lockett's been playing, especially with that high-powered Seahawks offense. And, like, for instance, he put up 40 points last week, and now they're just going to get better and better. So I think you should really try and trade for Tyler Lockett, especially with DeAndre Hopkins, who isn't having, like, the incredible season everybody thought. Yes, he is doing very good, but for someone like Tyler Lockett and Amari Cooper, who are both playing well, but I think overall they will outweigh DeAndre Hopkins' total performance.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. He's been offering me a lot of quarterbacks, too, because he has Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, and Drew Brees, so he's trying to get some added value. Hasn't quite offered me Amari Cooper in too many trades so far to this point. He's been trying to get some other guys. I feel like he thinks Amari Cooper's his best receiver on his lineup, but he has a lot of depth. And I don't know if I want to give him a more talented player with the amount of depth he already has.
I completely agree with that. But if he offers you Devontae Adams, since your team does have Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, I would not take Devontae Adams. Yeah. You don't want to buy too much into three players on one team unless it's Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if the Packers offensively have enough explosiveness for me to have all three of those players, especially with their Week 11 bye week. I think that's a big factor because I'm currently sitting at 7th. I'm one game behind about 4, 5, 6, and so I need to win these next few weeks, and I can't afford to have three players on a bye week with my limited bench.
Yeah, especially how last week the Packers played and they just didn't have any offense because the Chargers defense was playing so well. So if that happens again, you would just totally lose that week because half of your players are in that game and they're just shut down.
And another trade that actually went through in one of my leagues, I traded away Chris Carson because I own Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey. After an early season trade, I was able to trade for McCaffrey. I gave away some top-notch receivers. So I trade Chris Carson away, and in return, I get Darren Waller and DJ Chark Jr. from the Jags. And what are your guys' thoughts on that trade? Because it was a little risky trade for me. Chris Carson's probably the more talented, more consistent. He's the running back, but I didn't really need him in my lineup.
I personally really like that trade just because how that team is a mostly passing offense team. So Chris Carson, he does get a lot of reps, but compared to Darren Waller on how he's just having a breakthrough season and how he's playing great, I really do like that trade. And same with DJ Chark, how he's breaking through with Gardner.
Yeah, if you have two of the top three running backs that came out of this year's fantasy draft, you don't need to keep Chris Carson. You could trade for the tight end position, which is really scarce this year. There's probably only 10 or so guys, not even, that you can start at the tight end position. So you need to fill that spot more than maybe the running back.
Be the Chargers.
Yeah. So we are going to transition to our last segment, and we're going to have each of us go around and say one player that we think is going to have a breakout half of the season and one player that that is going to be a bust. Who wants to start?
I'll just start.
All right.
One player I do think is going to be a bust for the rest of the season, even though his schedule isn't too good, I really do think Le'Veon Bell with his Jets is not really working out at all, and I don't really like that. And then one player I think he has been doing very well, and I do like how he's been, is Josh Jacobs. I think he's going to become a top three running back in the league by the end of this year.
So for my bust for the second half of the season was probably going to be Baker Mayfield as he continues to not play well. And the boom is probably going to be Aaron Jones. I know he's been inconsistent with some games, but I feel like this second half of the season he's really going to push and be better for Green Bay.
So as your bust is Baker Mayfield, my bust is Odell Beckham Jr. He has not been playing well all season. He's not going to play well for the second half. My boom could be Kareem Hunt.
I don't think
he could come in. Is that what you're going to say, Luke?
I think Nick Chubb has proven that.
Sorry, I got a different one.
And he could come in and he could not take over the role of Kareem Hunt.
The fresh running back, scary,
yeah,
especially one that talented.
It's very scary to have fresh legs, 8-week fresh legs.
And they need the life.
Yeah. The Browns, Kareem Hunt could resurge the Browns season.
They need a second breath. They need,
Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's a top five running back in the league. Do they need Kareem Hunt?
Yes,
I think they do.
Because
they're
nowadays
not
you need two running backs.
You're not winning games.
I mean, if you look at 90% of the teams that are good, I mean, the Saints, Latavius Murray, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, last year
the
Browns were good because they had Duke Johnson Jr. and Nick Chubb. That you need a two system. You need a two back system in this NFL,
so
or else
Chubb
it's not gonna.
Chubb is getting too many reps and not being able to perform.
No, I just think. They know what he's going to do, and he's doing it. And, I mean, yes, he's doing good. He's top five running back, but the Browns need that
they
spark.
That's all their offenses want.
They need the spark.
They need that 40 points in one night from Kareem Hunt, like that fantasy week the first time he played. They need it.
They also fumbled the first snap of that game.
Yeah, I was so happy. I was playing against Zach that week. He started Kareem Hunt. I was like, oh, awful start with Kareem Hunt fumbling on the first play, and then he dropped 40 points.
Yeah.
I mean, all right,
let me give you my boom real quick. My boom, AJ Green. He's going to awaken this Bengals
team. I can't
see that. No, he is, because I don't care who's throwing AJ Green the ball. He's going to go out there, and he's going to get a touchdown, and he's going to get some yards. And, I mean, I think he's going to help Joe Mixon's production out a lot because before AJ Green,
Joe Mixon's production had to go up. All they had to do was
stop Joe Mixon.
I think the main person who's going to benefit from this is Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd has always been great when AJ Green is there, and he hasn't been as good when he's gone.
So then I'll say my boom's the Bengals, and my bust. It's gonna be the 49ers. It's gonna be
Tevin
Coleman, the running backs. They've had some good performances. I think that's gonna take a severe decline. I think they still could produce decent numbers, but they have a much tougher schedule coming up, and you know neither of these two guys are really. You know, Tevin Coleman's exposed and Matt Breida's consistent, but I just don't see them being able to do what they did the first eight weeks of the season.
It's not one guy doing it, though.
Yeah.
That entire running back group is doing amazing. You can't rely on that one guy. That I would not, like, put Tevin Coleman in my fantasy lineup.
He averaged 1.9 yards a carry against the Cardinals. I mean,
yeah,
I just think we could see more of that from the 49ers.
Like I said earlier, they use everybody in that offense. It's not just one or two guys. They use everybody.
The one thing for the 49ers is I'm not a huge fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not buying into it. I don't think he's that good. I think he's a system quarterback, and I think someone's going to find a way, and getting through that defense is the key to beating the 49ers.
It's not. He's a system quarterback, maybe, but it's all Kyle Shanahan. The reason why the Falcons were so good was Kyle Shanahan. The reason why the 49ers are so good is Kyle Shanahan. He is one of the greatest minds in football other than Bill Belichick and Sean McVay.
And that is all the time we have on Fracturing Football here. Season 3, Episode 7 in the books. Good luck in your fantasy football seasons the rest of the year. That's all the time we have. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Fracturing Football, hosted by Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer, only on 91.3 WHJE. Tune in next time for more NFL updates.